And before we get started, can we please do a happy birthday for our brother KC real quick in 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday.
Alright, so Casey,
you ain't worthy of a song.
We're definitely not singing to you. So, brother, please share what's your birthday plans for today, brother?
Oh man, shit, probably to get intoxicated. To
you got to work tomorrow.
We gonna be not remarking on that. But, just probably just get intoxicated, man. You know,
okay.
Life is life.
We were supposed to start like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But there was someone here who decided to dress like multiple gangs. Because I don't know what gang he's in today. Brother, why were you late? That's what we need to figure out.
I was dropping my son off.
Oh, my bad. We love
then,
the kids.
Yeah, there you go. And then y'all made me stop for.
No, we did not.
Ice. What else?
I did see that Sprite. In the group chat.
Somebody I did.
Said,
I did.
Why?
Because yeah. I didn't bring no liquor.
I said, bring a bottle yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, because I knew we were going to have our people. So no I was like, we want them to have a good time on behalf of my birthday. I'm considerate enough to think of y'all, unlike these Ingrid.
No, I wouldn't have thought of anybody. And I'm just telling you right now. And
then he said he wasn't able to do so. So I said, look, grab ice. He said, what kind of drinks? Mixers, I said Sprite, Coke, and lemonade. Yeah.
So did you
did
bring
he
that?
Did you do that?
Hell no.
Yeah, I did.
He only brought lemonade.
No, I brought
ice too.
I brought ice, lemonade, Sprite.
We didn't see no Sprite.
Yeah. I brought pineapple juice and what's the name? So
I take that back.
You stopped that at Fiesta right there on Blodgett.
Nah.
Okay, but my next question.
Okay.
Did they think you was going in there to rob them?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, bro, nah. I'm telling you right now, like, no, for real, what gang are you in today?
Like, you look like you raised
you put the scarf on first?
Look, he looked like he raised the bandana over his face. I'm like, nah, see, give it up.
No, really, what, like, give us the outfit.
All right, my brother Q made this shirt, and it's just like little pictures of me and Carter. But me and my brothers, we call ourselves MVPs. I just would. That's it.
That's the base of your outfit, and then you just put everything else together. You knew you was gonna wear that shirt,
right? For sure, he made.
Nah, because people be asking me, how does he get dressed? Because I be doing.
Why are they asking you?
Because I do the Break Fields thing.
Oh yeah, but still, like, why don't they just ask him?
Because they scared of this nigga.
Oh no, why, bro? That's
so
wild.
So you go with an idea of you know you want to wear these pants or you know you want to wear these shoes and then you just put it together.
I usually start with the top first. Or if it's some new shoes.
Yeah.
Like if it's some new shoes, I'm gonna try to
nigga dressed like Cam Newton.
You really are dressed like Cam Newton today. Are you a Pirates fan?
Nah, I got a P on it, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. Right.
Yeah.
That's
man,
his name.
Come on, bro. Let's get to the
next. I'm
nervous up here, man.
You should be. Okay. All right. So our first topic of today, Shannon Sharp, and we want some audience participation on this, interviewed Amanda Seales. So for whatever reason, Amanda Seales has what's the best word? Mixed reviews for her in Hollywood. Some people like her. Some people dislike her. I don't really know why. I've never really followed her career enough to know.
I know why.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, I just read in comments and people, but they think that she's too, she's militant and people like that, but they think she's a hypocrite and she barks louder than her actions.
Okay, would anybody else be able to let us know? What's up with Amanda Seales? Because I'm trying to figure out what was happening in that interview.
Well, go deeper into the conversation. What I don't like that she did, I guess, was self-diagnose herself as autistic.
Oh yeah.
No, she said she was diagnosed.
No. She did backtrack. No. She backtracked.
On the interview, she said I was diagnosed.
On the interview, yeah. She said she was, but later after that, she said that if you listen to her words, she never said that she was actually diagnosed. She only did a self-diagnosis. She pretty much saw the traits of autism within herself and stated that she's
I don't think that's how medicine works.
It's not, yeah. But that's how she, you know what I'm saying?
That's
how
she not did a diagnosis.
And for right? me, I worked with autistic mm-hmm. kids, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I felt like that was irresponsible with her because she got that platform. And then it's just like anybody can do that. That's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like you see a lot of people go to the court and then they try to plead insanity and shit like that. Mm-hmm. No lie. If I push come shove, if I ever got in that situation, if y'all see me boo-boo in my hands, wipe my face.
Well, you're off the pod. You're off the pod. So we tell you now.
I definitely don't want to sit over here. No.
Yeah. If you ever boo-boo in your hands and wipe it on your face, the pod is over.
That's how I'm pleading insanity. You know what I'm saying? I'm going all out.
Yeah, but the pod is over. You're off.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm going to jail, first off.
Well, hopefully prison, not just jail. We want you locked up for life if you do that.
That's a shitty situation.
That's a shitty situation for real. We don't want you around at all. How soon can we get that to happen? Like, how soon can we do
that? I got a lot of life to
take it back to the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did that at the pandemic.
During the pandemic.
You had to take a shit in the bag.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't during the pandemic.
That was it was an ice storm.
It was an ice storm.
Bro, you're one of the worst blacks I've ever met. Why would you
in
do
a
that?
Bag?
Why would you do that?
Bro, I was resourceful. It was no water.
This nigga trying to save the planet?
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Hey, the nigga be like, Earth, wind. Captain Planet was shit. Wild. Because they had like all the denominations. Like
they had every race.
Every race.
Yeah, they had every race.
But then the African looked like Vince LaSalle, who also looked like the Burger King
kid.
Who also looked like every black cartoon character back
they
then looked
shaded
alike.
Black. They got white
they just
features.
They just threw another shade of black on his ass.
Was Skeeter Black from Doug?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
How
nigga be like, hey Doc.
How hood was Skeeter?
That nigga may have been on the spectrum.
But what? Wait, why was we on the spectrum?
Because I'm saying because Amanda Seals, if he would be like, hey, why the hell down the road? Why the hell am I saying every time I meet people? He'd be like, Patty Mayonnaise. That nigga daddy was a hard-working man.
Dad was a hard-working man.
And they had that weak-ass mustache.
I got a weak mustache, though, so chill out.
That nigga was you. And he was like, Mosquito.
I can't grow facial hair, so I'm really offended by that.
That nigga name was Mosquito Valentine.
That was his name. I'm going to change my Instagram name to that.
That's
a hard
cool,
name.
Though.
That's a hard name. I'm changing my Instagram name to that. That's pretty hard. Okay, but back to Amanda. Because she has been complaining that she doesn't get invited to award shows. People call her difficult. And some people would say the way that interview went, they could have a point. Or they were saying that Shannon wasn't educated enough to handle that conversation.
That's probably
that's what they said.
Look, it can be truth on both sides. Cause one, did you see her outfit? Like, that ain't it. I understand motherland pride and all that shit.
What she had on?
She had a jumpsuit on with like every dashiki color possible.
She had all the diaspora on one jumpsuit.
She had combinations of dashiki I ain't never seen before. And I know Nigerians. Like, that shit was wild.
Nigerians do be wearing every color of African garb.
Yeah. It was a Nigerian that played for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
but I want to wear some of that shit that he got on.
Oh, yeah, he
bro,
wore bro, he fly. Was, he was named best dressed in the entire
I wonder if I got some Nigerian.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, but on me, because like, I want to wear that shit
her
too.
Her shit looked like cosplay.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It don't look authentic.
Anyone like in the audience, what do y'all think of Amanda Seals? Because, you know, we four men. We may not be able to speak appropriately about her.
I loved her. My brother and me.
Yeah, but that was like, okay, so we got someone who loves Amanda Seals. Let's hear it. Why do we love Amanda? Mike in the back. Why do we love Amanda?
Well, I think one of the reasons she behaves the way she does is because as a black woman, you have to protect yourself. And it may come from a defensive side. So I heard you saying like she self-diagnosed autism, and I was over the autism program for ISD, and I'm also an educational diagnostician. So I kind of feel like we're too hard on black women.
For sure,
it's her
and
mind.
That kind of brings a hard shell. So you may hear her screaming, but really, she just wants the black man to protect her and to speak up. So when she was trying to protect another black woman, it comes across as, oh, she's hard or she's a B-word. No, she's just, you know, trying to protect us.
For sure.
Finger snaps.
I got
that.
Yeah, after you, I'm going. After you, I'm
going. What you mean? What you mean? Too much? What you mean?
Man, just get to the point, Teresa. Like, milk that.
No, but what she's saying, I definitely understand. I'm saying in regards to just as you said, because you in your profession, self-diagnosing yourself. And this platform, with the platform that she has, can be very dangerous.
She may not have autism, but she may have some characteristics. You can still for have sure. sensory issues
yeah.
and not have autism. Yeah. So for her, yeah, we can educate her as far as that. Or she can be diagnosed by somebody. It depends on who's testing her.
And to her defense, she said, I'm not paying $10,000 for someone to tell me what I already know. And I respect that because I also like keeping my money. But what I'm saying in regards to what I was saying earlier, it can be seen to what she's doing as heroic, but then if somebody takes it and then they try to use that same, you know, aspect of it and make it a cop out, then everyone else starts doing it. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong to have the self-awareness of the characteristics, but saying that she got diagnosed and then backtracking on it, that's the dangerous part in it.
Well, let me just say, when people have autism and the way I've seen society treat them, there's nothing uplifting about it.
For sure.
I've seen my students get treated very poorly by people, even the people that they trust that work in special education. So for me, I think if she's speaking out, she could be helping other people that have those characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the focus. So we're judging her on, you know, her self-awareness and how she feels.
No judgment whatsoever.
But really, I think the issue is just how she's portraying herself as this speaking up when she sees something is wrong. And I can relate as a black woman. When I see something is wrong, I speak up, and a lot of people have an issue with that.
Hold on, man. Let me get this off too, and I'll let you go. These three and anybody else in here that know, they can attest.
Oh, you
I don't allow people to say the R word at all in my presence. Like, my dad could just mess up and just say it, and just it's still not okay. I tell him, like, nah, that ain't it. And then we go from there. So I am very much on the autistic. I worked with autistic kids. They hold a special place in my heart. That's the only part of it that I just thought was wrong, was just diagnosing yourself and then saying that you was and then backtracking. Like, that's the dangerous part in it. But if she got the character traits, then, you know, I understand that.
What you say, JC?
Now, besides all the autistic stuff, you got to understand, she's a comedian, right?
She is.
Now, with that being said, she also gets on Instagram and talks down to people in the culture. Like, she did it to Nas. She did it to, if any nigga had a problem, she'll make a whole video about it and be like, I'm not fucking with that person. So that's what people don't like. And you being a comedian, I seen, if you go to like other comedians page, like a Ryan Lewis or like any of those guys, they'll like talk about a situation.
Ryan Davis.
Yeah. He'll talk about a situation.
I didn't know who Ryan Lewis was.
Yeah. I forgot his last name.
Yeah.
But, he'll talk about the situation and make jokes out of it. She'll just go in on somebody and cancel that person. And then people held her to that standard when she comes out the blue and says some stupid shit.
So you're saying she can dish it, but can't take it.
Right. So that's why people are looking at her that way. Like, hold on, how you going to be this, that, and the third actor, comedian, all this, and then you putting people down, and then when people come at you, you don't know how to handle it.
Okay, two things before I respond. KC got a manicure before he came here today. That's crazy. Because I can see it. Yes, you did.
I did not.
When did you get a manicure?
I got a manicure.
Because I know it. I can look at him. You almost got French tips over there.
Nah.
And that's crazy.
Nah, I just got good nails.
Nah.
I got it like a week ago.
Okay, why'd you not lead with that then?
No, because I was getting something out my nails. Like, I'm, you know, I keep up with my body.
Which is fair. And back to this. All right. So I think I might be on the spectrum because I gotta stop.
See, that's what Man of Steel's brought.
But hold on. This is my thing though. Shannon Sharpe is not a controversial person at all. How did she manage to make him controversial?
Anybody's controversial just because how he walked or how he
get out of vehicles.
You talk about me with my, like, he's very,
he wears bodycon suits. He wear bodycon suits.
What's the word though?
Nah, he ain't sassy.
Is he metro?
He's a metrosexual. Metrosexual.
He's just a country nigga.
He made very much into his appearance. You know what I'm saying? He carry himself well. So now anything he do is under magnifying glass because now that when Mike Epps and them was trying to call him, you know, homosexual and all that stuff, and he had to come to the defense of himself, everything he does now is under magnifying glass because people going to be trying to see, like, oh, he doing some down low stuff and all that. Like me getting a manicure and stuff, that I ain't got to defend that nigga. I like getting my nails done.
We wouldn't ask you to defend it. I was just commenting that you got clear polish on your nails. Now you're doing
this. Exactly. He know.
But the way Shannon Sharpe to me is probably the least problematic person in black media. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know any way you can make what happened with him negative.
It's going to be negative. They said this shit about the Cat Williams shit, or not in that narrative, but they were just saying like Cat Williams took over and Shannon Sharpe didn't know what to do. They're going to always say some shit.
You know, he almost, that video alone was like, I think it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, it was like 2 million views away from being the most viewed interview on YouTube.
Yep. I believe it. That's crazy. I believe it. Because if black people support you, you're going to get everybody else to support you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
some nosy ass whites. Hey, what's going on there?
Yep. Why you do your glasses like that? That's what they do.
They're like, hey, what's going on there? I mean,
everybody don't wear specs. You know what I'm saying? So,
especially no Cartier.
That's true.
So y'all got Cartiers already? No, y'all didn't get us none?
I do not have Cartier.
Brother,
what are those?
Poor. My vintage frames.
You didn't get us frames too? Me and JC like glasses.
You got frames.
What are those? Click at the back.
Why y'all laughing though? I'll appreciate it.
Go swimming in them holes. This whole turns of goggles.
That nigga got glass like Chucky Fister.
I'll appreciate y'all making fun of my glasses, bro.
Nah, them hoes cool.
They saved me. You know what I'm saying? They're economical too.
Nah, I'm a player.
You play with it.
Oh, so you saying you got 20/20 vision?
Yeah, something like that.
Mine's not prescribed. Shit.
Wait, y'all just buying glasses to be cool?
Exactly.
Y'all some strange.
I wear prescribed glasses, but when I got these, I was like, I know my prescription changes. I didn't want to have to change them every time I get them. So I was just like, just keep these. I got these when I got married.
Bro, if I took these glasses off right now, I wouldn't be able to see right here.
That's how blind I am. Take them off real quick.
Not at all.
Let me see. Take them off so you can see.
Nigga, eyes go get loose.
First off, I'm not cross-eyed. Y'all playing. Y'all playing. I'm not cross-eyed.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the NFL draft, and the highlight of the draft, not only.
It's a white woman.
Bro, every lineman from a major school
had a white woman.
Had a whole black family
with a white woman
for that the real? Mom was blocking every, to get into the shots.
Every
lineman, one of them.
Every lineman. Oh, it wasn't was
just
black.
That one?
No, every lineman.
Bro, every black lineman, it seemed like them is just, they get three things for being a lineman. Ashy ass knuckles, they knock knee, and a white woman. Everyone that was drafted,
break that
bro.
Down. Why do you think that is?
The knuckles, because
no,
remember
the white
little
woman.
Giants.
Talk about the white woman.
Because, bro, they not attractive.
They wasn't attractive white women?
No. I'm talking about the dudes.
No, like, we're not judging them.
No. Oh, I'm saying they don't carry the same swag as, like, when I say attractive, they don't carry the same swag as, like, the DBs, the receivers.
No. Yeah,
you know, skill players.
The linemen are wearing Carhartt
shirts. Are wearing the Carhartt shirts and stuff like that.
And most linemen are white.
No, so these are black linemen. Huh? These are black.
No,
black.
I'm talking about the people on your team that you are you with. Most linemen are white.
Yeah, but these are Nubians.
Huh? No, 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 no.
Saying, I am saying
the other linemen on
so
the team.
So they're hanging with the white line, their other teammates that are white. So they're going to be around.
The white ones didn't get drafted. The Nubians
I
did.
I know, that, but that's hang, why you, they you, get attracted
you
to.
You do what you hang around. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. But what I'm talking about is what's weird is when you see a whole family of kente cloth. Because there was one
it was
whole
an African about the Jets.
Bro, the Jets.
The Jets.
Every person was wearing kente cloth.
He had so many people in there.
What's kente cloth, though?
What Amanda Seals was wearing.
Hold on.
I ain't got time for mean, no bullshit, bro.
What you mean you don't know what kente cloth is?
What the fuck is kente? I don't know.
That's really it? Sad. Remember when Nancy Pelosi... Do you know who Nancy Pelosi is?
Absolutely not.
Damn, bro. Remember when...
Why would I want to know her? Remember
the Speaker of the House.
Remember on...
Speaker of the House.
The United States.
Who my house is.
Hey, yes, is
fuck that hoe, man.
It is your house. What are you talking about? All right. So, remember when we had those George Floyd protests? Nancy Pelosi in the Congress all wore kente cloth and bent down on their knees to apologize. You don't remember that?
Hell remember, no. Don't be a minister. It's like Swine, my brother. He had kente cloth.
Kente cloth.
Oh, okay. That shit they be selling like on the corners and shit.
Yeah, they sell off Scott Street.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
so
right.
Off Scott Street, you can get some prime kente cloth.
Yeah, you can.
But
I was looking for this nigga, man.
What?
Like, what be rolling?
But in random though, the entire family. Think about this group in here right now. It was about this many people. Everybody was wearing African garb, except for. His girlfriend. I can't use that no more. They banned me from saying white Nubian queen. But everybody was dressed in kente, but his girlfriend. And she tried to hug him during the announcement.
What?
And I'm telling you, the mama looked like she should have played lineman for the New York Jets.
What she shouldn't even been on the
court. Bro, she blocked her two times. The first time she tried to hug. The second time she put her hand up like this, clearly saying you hadn't been here with us this whole time.
You ain't been.
You are not. But why?
But honestly, I ain't think I don't. I got a lot of Nigerian friends. I didn't think the mamas even played that type of shit.
I don't think they wanted to play it. Like, why would the mama be that aggressive when she know her son on TV?
Why is she on the couch?
Yeah, why is she on the couch?
Because that's his girl.
Nigga nah, sound like Jada Kiss,
hell
nigga.
No.
Why?
Hell no.
What you mean? She's that's
no,
his girl.
No, no. You a 20-year-old, 21-year-old kid.
And you just signed a contract for millions of dollars.
And this your little girlfriend? Nah, little girl. You can stand right here with everybody else. Me and the mama and the daddy going to be right here on the couch.
Hey, nah. I feel the parents, especially. Yeah, I feel the parents.
Man, I would.
Man. You got to let that rock. Yeah. She hugged her after.
Man, I would have had.
And probably said, this is your last day here. Like, I guarantee you, she was like, because now you know she got to compete with the Instagram baddies. Oh, she got to compete with Tribeca.
The taxes.
She got to compete with Dumbo.
The taxes.
She got to compete with Brooklyn.
The taxes.
She got to compete with Chopped Cheese.
The taxes.
Hey, what if she's a good woman?
Brooklyn.
Okay. Chill out. What if she's a good woman? Would you rather, if you the mama or the daddy, would you rather him be with her or like a thot? That was just hanging around.
The white woman, right?
What do we consider a thought though? What's a thought?
Nigga, you know them hoes.
Nah,
the hoes.
Like give me some examples.
So
though.
Example would be he know he about to get drafted. He knows he's a top pick or whatever. So now the thoughts come around. And mama, I want to bring my new girl. I just met her a couple weeks ago. You rather that girl or the white girl? And the thought is black.
I want to say
let's ask the audience.
Let me answer because I don't want it to make it seem like we just like, at least for me. First off, you find love where you find
love. You
love
who you love.
My thing is, it's almost like an accessory at this point with the linemen, because we specifically talking about linemen.
It was
because
a lot of linemen.
It was obvious.
Yeah, it was like nine of them
in
a row.
It was obvious. And it's almost like, it's looking like they're getting preyed on. and they don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got sports background. There are different statures of popularity that positions get.
Oh, without question. The linemen are the least popular.
Point guards, the star forward or whatever, they get the flock of the hoes. Pretty much. I'm just being front. In football, the quarterback gets any pick of the litter. The skill players, if you're that running back and your team sucks, but you're that guy and it's evident, you get the pick of the litter. The lineman rarely gets the popularity. They're more the most important part of the team because they got to protect the quarterback. They have to block for that running back. That receiver don't get those touchdowns if they're not blocking for that quarterback that got to throw them the ball.
Correct.
Yes. But they don't get the pick of the litter from the hoes because the hoes don't care for the lineman.
Yeah. They get that paper, though.
You know what I'm saying?
The lineman make a lot of money.
They get paid.
They get paid, bro.
So when you know a woman is for you, that you know that the woman is for you, especially as a lineman, because you just not that guy.
D-tackles get hoes. That's on the other opposite side.
I that think I'll never get hoes, though.
Came out of nowhere.
D-tackles get hoes. They're a wild card because they get to play defense. They're not structured, you know. Lineman, you gotta understand.
D tackle get hoes.
Offensive linemen have structure. The quarterback has structure, so they gotta be on like on a straight line. They meetings. They first at the meeting. You been playing football?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I was a lineman too, so I feel bad. I was a lineman.
Listen,
what position?
Defensive tackle.
Ooh. See, you got hoes, right?
I'm telling y'all. Book this, our producers. I need that clip of D-tackle get hoes. Anytime a defensive tackle do anything this year,
put it on the page.
Clipping that shit every time.
Put it on the page.
Every time.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, though, I wonder, how do the families feel about that? Like, because it shouldn't matter. Like, they should just be happy that their son is making it to the league.
I'm having my hoe right next to me.
Period.
Come on, man.
Sit right here.
Yeah, if she mine, right.
Why?
Yeah. What you mean, why?
Why having her there on TV?
She been with me through the struggle.
Nah, man, I'll see you, you know, we'll party later.
Nah, but if I'm rocking with her every day, I can't do it like that.
I agree.
She gotta, Phil. Let's just say we started dating my freshman year.
You talking about your girlfriend?
That's what these are.
Yeah, look like
I thought you
were
talking about the hoes.
Oh, nah.
Because you said, you just said you're going to have my hoe next to me.
Yeah, but I was speaking hoe as in my girl. But it wasn't disrespectful.
I feel you.
All my people out there know what I got.
So Phil, go back. So you saying that it's appropriate to have your lady with you at the draft?
Yeah, they in college, right?
Yeah, they in college.
People marry their college sweethearts, right?
You what?
People marry their college sweethearts, right?
Sure.
I mean, there you have it.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's different. That's, yeah.
I'm just saying,
What was the video a couple years ago? It wasn't a lineman.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. That was CeeDee Lamb. That was a white woman, right?
No, of course not. She was mulatto. Yeah. So, she took his phone.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he snatched that phone back like.
She was one of the hoes.
No, she wasn't. That was his girl.
Oh, that was his
the
girl.
The hoes was hitting him up. She was the girlfriend.
And the hoes was texting him, congrats. I'm going to see you tonight after the party. and he had to snatch that phone.
Damn.
And he snatched the phone, too.
Man, like, look,
she almost separated her soul. Just showed her how to that phone back.
I don't know that man's business.
Oh, shit.
Nah, he's not with her anymore. I know that business.
You know that?
I know that business.
He dropped her off soon as the draft was over.
Yeah, he knew she was leaving sooner than later.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm not allowed to get that one. No Oklahoma slander.
Boomer sooner.
No Oklahoma slander today.
Nigga be knocking down hoes. Boomer.
I've definitely said that.
You knocked down a UT chick and said Boomer?
I've definitely said Boomer before.
Oh, man.
Yeah, without question.
That's dangerous.
And I did this. I've definitely done that after I finished.
Nigga did this to an eye. You know, when somebody died with their eyes open, they let their eyelids down. He knocked her down. She just laying there with her eyes open. He did this shit.
That's crazy.
That's crazy observation.
So are you happy about the draft though? Detroit Pistons, Lions?
Yeah, because we got a corner. Like our corners was ass last year. It was terrible. It was obvious that was our weak point, and my guy got us the better Alabama corner. I thought we was getting Kool-Aid. Like Kool-Aid McKinstry. Uh-huh. And we got the better one. We traded up. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, we did. We messed that
weak
up.
Weak ass niggas.
Now, Phil, do you care anything about the draft at all, sir?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I mean,
I thought you were a Texans fan.
Are you a criminal, bro?
I like
that. Hold on. What are you doing right now? Are you a criminal?
Texas got new jerseys. I like
them. We did get new jerseys.
I like them a
lot. Detroit got the best jerseys, though.
I don't know, Cave. We got some hard jerseys, bro.
I got the black one already.
How did you already
get that shit like juice?
That's my
wife.
Juice.
Shout out to my wife. She got me the black jersey. Oh, the hell like juice. But no. yes, I got the black one already.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to post the ones you can customize.
Okay.
Because I want KC-40.
Y'all coach should have a jersey.
He does.
He got a jersey?
Yes. Yeah. 89 Campbell. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get his. Nah. Because he's the star of y'all team.
Yeah, I'm not real happy with the Cowboys at all.
I'm the star of my
Cowboys team. Cowboys didn't do nothing.
Cowboys didn't get a running back.
Y'all about to get Ezekiel Elliott.
Bro, Ezekiel's my age. What are you talking about?
Jerry Jones said, I feel like Ezekiel Elliott still got more prime years.
He does not.
What?
That's a spitty face.
Bro, that's so crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, the Cowboys really let me down. So I think I'm ready to pick a new team. So if someone wants to adopt me.
Come on to the Texans, bro.
I'm not doing that. Cool. Does someone have a team in here that I could be adopted by? I'm thinking the Steelers because I like Tomlin. Definitely not the 49ers. Like, I'm thinking Steelers because I like. I definitely wouldn't do the Patriots. Patriots are racist. You who? Patriots? Patriots ain't gonna win another with Drake May.
Nah, Drake May bro. Not even gonna be the starting quarterback.
I know,
in like 2 years.
That's crazy.
They got that other kid from Tennessee. They gonna fuck around and be the quarterback.
They do. Yeah, but I'm not real happy with the Cowboys, man. That hurt. I thought they did draft the lineman from OU. Which was cool. But other than that, the team is terrible.
Nigga, y'all didn't even do nothing in free agency.
We didn't do nothing in free agency, man. That really hurt my heart, too. Because I thought we was going to be a decent team this year. Now I can't even really support
Who the Texans get?
I don't know. I ain't watched shit.
Anybody I mean, you the know? Texans fan.
I am just play ball, bro. Like, listen, nigga.
What?
All that old looking for draft picks and shit. Man, fuck all
you
that.
See Michael
fuck.
Parsons play and CJ Stroud.
Yeah, Michael Parsons and CJ Stroud got a podcast together.
I ain't know CJ Stroud talk.
No, they don't got a podcast.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna start doing it regularly now. After that segment,
because people
good.
Was hyping it up.
Like, people man, was hyping it up. It
was
good.
It was great content.
And anyone who's ever played a nickel or a dime defense, Micah Parsons' team was gonna get cooked by CJ Stroud's team. Like
for sure,
they was gonna get cooked. That's deep in the woods for
and
y'all.
And then for him to try to say the NFC East was the best division was insane.
They're not. It's the NFC North or the AFC West.
Your dumbass brother over there saying they are.
They're not. They're definitely not. Yeah, they're definitely not. All right. So NBA also, Bron didn't get swept. Phil, are you happy?
God is good.
All the time. God is good.
Fourth quarter came, I was sweating.
Bro. I put out a message that said I couldn't watch any more Lakers games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was actually kind of hurting to see Bron go out. His hairline was getting messed up towards the fourth quarter.
Bro,
his beard was getting gray towards the fourth quarter. Bro. Like, I just couldn't keep watching that,
so
bro.
I wore
had 30, but it kept losing.
Yeah. But I wore, like, Lakers colors yesterday, and they won. So I may do it again for game six.
Tomorrow.
I mean, game five.
Tomorrow.
Game five. If they win again, then y'all just need to start paying me.
I'm not doing that because I'm not really a Lakers fan. I'm more of a Bron fan.
Yeah,
but it really hurt my heart to see Bron lose to them 11 straight times.
Man,
I'm blaming Phil.
Nah, don't blame me.
You ain't been cheering
Joker,
hard enough.
Joker,
you
just,
were dressing like that instead of in a full uniform.
You supposed to be in yellow and purple.
Nah, look, for real though, Joker and Jamal Murray have a vendetta against the Lakers since they beat them in the bubble because they felt like they were supposed to win that series. Because every game was 2-3 points
it was.
Away from a win for Denver. So ever since that, and you know, Michael Malone has a thing against LeBron too.
Who was
that? The coach of the Denver Nuggets. They used to be, Michael Malone worked for Cleveland when LeBron was there. I don't think he liked the way LeBron left or something like that. So he always had.
He's just
thing.
A James Dolan. Copy. Yeah.
Type shit.
But what's really happening in the NBA though is we're really seeing our legends, the current legends, they wash now.
Nah, don't put my nigga Bron with KD. I told y'all about that nigga, man. I've been telling y'all.
Steph didn't make the playoffs at all.
Yeah, I feel sad.
KD about to get swept. Bron, they losing game 5.
Probably, but my nigga, he 39. When how old is KD?
36.
When Bron was 36, what he was doing?
Championship.
Win that championship, bro. Come on, bro.
That doesn't, you got to chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that was 35. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
How did y'all feel? Well, we all enough. How did y'all feel back in the early 2000s where all the players we were watching in the 90s was like dwindling down and LeBron came in?
I was a Gary Payton fan. I was happy to see him go because one, he was a shell of himself even when my Pistons whooped their ass in the finals. But seeing him like that, it was like, damn, like, he don't even look like himself no more. He used to talk trash. Nigga was on the Jamie Foxx show talking trash. he couldn't even talk trash no more because he was getting his ass whooped. He was getting killed.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now with Bron.
No, he's still killing.
No, bro, because there's no way he's 11 straight games.
That's how I feel with Draymond.
Draymond is washed too.
I like Draymond. Draymond is washed.
I'm
glad he got his payday.
KD is washed.
I told y'all that nigga was fraudulent.
Curry is not washed.
But the team is.
Yeah.
But the team. And now we got to deal with Minnesota and Anthony Gobert.
I mean.
Anthony Gobert?
Or Rudy.
Both of them.
Rudy Gobert.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Like that is crazy to me. I don't like the Knicks. Like, I don't like their. I hate the Villanova Knicks. Cause that's what they are.
That's what they are. Huh? Yeah.
Like that's a terrible
hard,
team.
That's hard though. Think about it. Think about it like this. Think about it in their perspective. Cause you was wild. You was an alpha in college and all that stuff. Think about you flourishing in your profession with your college partners. Like that shit would be lovely.
I don't like my college partners all the time though.
Yeah, you do. We did
not
that event in Dallas.
Not
nigga,
all the time though.
I'm just saying though, like you with your college partners in a profession where you get paid handsomely
and we winning.
Y'all winning and y'all flourishing.
And y'all in New York.
And y'all getting praised for it.
I want to see some footage of you in college.
Why?
Bro.
Why?
Because I wonder what type of nigga you were.
Right now I'm the same. I'm the exact same.
Did you stroll and shit?
I never strolled. That's cues. I never did no hopping.
I mean, y'all do the shit.
I never strolled. No.
What
I didn't
y'all
stroll.
Do?
Hey.
I never did any of that. So I never strolled.
But what do y'all do?
What you talking about what we do?
Like, you know, the cappers do the shoulder shit.
We don't
they
shimmy.
Do the hopping shit.
No, cues hop.
Nigga, Steve
they got
is
an
A-walk.
My wife just said, y'all got
I watched
A-walk.
This nigga jump.
But we definitely do not hop. Y'all are tripping.
Niggas be.
So what's y'all routine?
We just the coolest niggas on campus.
No, y'all never did a line routine.
We do, but we don't hop.
But y'all never hopped.
Don't y'all
what was y'all song?
Don't y'all got like an Alpha Apes? Ain't y'all like an Alpha Apes or some
yes,
shit?
Yes, correct.
What was y'all song?
Wipe Me Down.
Wipe Me Down? No, that's not
that's
it.
That's my song, Wipe Me Down.
Nigga, that wasn't even out when you was in college.
Yes, it was. What are you talking
no,
about?
It
yes, it was. Stats and information. Look
all
up
three?
Wipe Me Down.
Hey, when did you graduate? Pump?
That's an Alpha song too. Yeah. But that's like some
Nuck
shit
If You
70s.
Buck is an Alpha song.
Huh? Nuck If You Buck is an Alpha song also. I beat up a lot of niggas today.
Why? What did
because
they do?
Sometimes you gotta punch a nigga.
What's
so they know.
So y'all ain't had no dance.
Nah, we stroll. We got line dances. You
so
know,
you would never, you never did the routine.
I definitely did, but them we niggas, don't hop.
Them niggas tick for their dance.
Y'all do this shit.
You tripping. We don't do the ice box where my heart used to be.
No,
we definitely don't do that. No. We definitely didn't
Who
do
AK
that.
Who AK ain't here?
I don't know if we got any K's. We got any K's in here? No, we ain't got no K's.
Look, I'm not gonna put that out.
Brittany, don't they hop?
We do not hop.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what school you went to.
She went to Sam Houston.
The Sam Houston Alphas ain't doing no shit that we do.
Look,
we did not hop.
Y'all probably got the most whites on y'all line.
we never had a white.
Yeah, ain't no way they gonna
have
never had a white.
They went to Sam Houston. Man, I did a lot of damage out there. Man, in college,
Man,
that Huntsville crazy. Look,
that nigga Huntsville is crazy. Crazy, bro. Like, Huntsville is crazy. He was going up to Conroe for the Nike outlet and then making a pit stop. Yeah. I was like, you only go to Huntsville to go to Sam Houston State or the prison.
I went to a Sam party one time. Yeah, Sam was crazy.
Sam was jumping.
Sam was the first time I saw someone do cocaine.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah,
really?
In person. Yeah, at Sam Houston.
The first time I saw someone do cocaine was in Oklahoma.
Did they do it off you?
Possibly.
The first time I saw someone do cocaine
was like, numb.
The first time I saw someone do cocaine, I was like literally shocked and I was frozen.
It's a lot of ice moving back there.
A lot of ice back there. We can hear it.
It was shocking. And then it went from shocking to concern to they asked me and I got offended.
Why do
it was people, a lot of emotions.
Why do people do dope? Why didn't we listen to that? What was that lion? What was his name?
Oh, Dare.
Dare. What's the lion's name?
I don't know that nigga.
Stats and information. Look up the lion's name.
For Dare?
For Dare.
What was his name? Because none of us followed that. And I don't understand why.
Well, just later in life, we did as kids.
Why?
They took marijuana off. Yeah, because that's just.
It's because clearly we're dope heads. What is going on with society? Is that
still a thing? Dare is still a thing?
Dare is definitely still a thing. So what drugs are on Dare now?
Hey,
it's cocaine, just, crack, and heroin.
Look, just a sidebar.
Are people still doing crack?
A sidebar.
You go right here.
In middle school. Look. In middle school, we used to have a uniform. We had to wear white polos or navy polos and then jeans or khakis. The only time you could not wear a polo was if you wore a Dare shirt or if you had purchased the middle school t-shirt. I hated collar shirts growing up. Like, that shit just made me feel ick. Like, I hated them hoes. Nigga, I used to wear that Dare shirt every Friday.
So you have a picture of you in a Dare shirt.
I got a picture of me in a Dare shirt.
And we spoke with Gary Payton. I had the Dare shirt with the blue suede Gary Payton's. And my burnt starchy Archies.
Does anyone in here do dope? I want to know. Anyone in here do dope? Because I want to know what cocaine feels like.
Speak up that shit.
Why not?
But like I said before, I had an encounter with someone that was on it.
Has anybody ever did cocaine?
That shit, it heightens everything about them.
I need to know if someone did cocaine because I want to know what it feels like.
No judgment.
It heightens everything of them.
I've never taken Adderall. It's like Adderall. Who takes Adderall? Should I take Adderall?
No.
Why not?
Because you are really like here, and if you're up there, you're
going to be like, I need to be in space. I need to do that. So, all right. I think it's time for, we got people in here today.
We got our focus now.
We can do our spelling bee.
Yes.
I think it's time. I have a list of words.
Bro.
So I'm going to be the proctor.
Nah, nigga, you're supposed to be in the spelling bee.
No. I'm the proctor today. All right, because we have guests in here. So who would like to be a part of our spelling bee? This will make it, I'm letting you know now, on YouTube and on the Instagram page. I've got three levels. I've got beginner, intermediate, and advanced words. I can't tell you what the words are. So who would like to be a part of the spelling bee? You'll come on stage. All right, we got one. Who else? We need at least three. I got two and three. I got y'all two in the back. All right, come on. All right, so spelling bee. Who?
Do we got anybody on the spelling bee?
And we want y'all on. And y'all don't have to be on stage. You don't have to be on stage. Just know that this will come on the Instagram. So you'll come talk on my mic when you spell your word. So who's first? Well, that one won't punch into the audio, so we got to use this one. Yeah. So who's first? All right. So the first word.
Girl, I'm on it.
Who's first?
I'll go first.
Casey is first. Put the camera on
Casey.
Fuck,
it's my birthday. How you gonna try to get somebody else to do the spelling bee on my birthday on my birthday party when it's my birthday?
All right. This is a beginner word. The first word is broccoli. Casey, please spell broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
He is correct. All right, so broccoli is it. Casey got one. Who's next? All right, Doc, come on. Come get in. All right, Doc, you have a beginning word. Your word is rhythm.
Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. R-H-I-T-H.
Incorrect.
I taught math. I taught math. Right. 2 + 2 = 4.
All right. Your word is rhythm. Rhythm.
Okay, rhythm.
Hey.
Rhythm, R-H-Y-T-H-M.
All right. So Ariel's on the board. All right, Ariel's on the board.
Stay. You might as well stay.
Ariel is like Janet Jackson.
All right, we need one more. Who's our third? Come on. All right, D, come on. All right. D's beginning word. I won't tell her until she gets up here because I don't want her to start thinking in her head. Damn, Doc, you let us down, bro. You let Nas down, bro.
Give him another try.
No,
I'm trying to win.
Your first word. Hey. Hold on. Your first word is necessary.
Damn. Necessary. I drink it because I like it. And it's sterile.
Take your time.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
That's correct. Stay right here. All right, Casey, you're up. So we've got one for Casey, one for D, one for Ariel, 0 for Doc. You're still in. All right. I'm going to go a little harder. All right. Casey, your next word is handkerchief.
Nigga, what?
Handkerchief.
I was trying to hear how you pronounced it.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Handkerchief. I have a silence. Oh, shit. Can you use it in a sentence?
LP is a deacon and he wears handkerchiefs in his
coat. I'm really a deacon.
In real life, I'm a deacon.
You're a heathen.
I am a heathen.
Handkerchief.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
Okay.
Are you pronouncing it correctly? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
I'm pronouncing it correctly.
H-A-N-D. K-E-R-C-H-I-F.
Two on the board for Casey.
I got suspended the same day, cuz. Hell yeah.
All right, next. Who's that? Doc, you up.
Come on,
Doc. Doc, your word is, and we still the easiest. Your word is accommodator.
It's true.
No, what you doing?
He don't low.
A-C-C-O-M.
Guys.
Don't do that.
O-D-A-T. Run! Accommodate.
Why'd she get the same word?
Give her another word.
No, you can't
give her another word.
No, hold on, stop. He already said it was another word.
Ariel, your word is millennium.
Millennium. I like that.
Millennium. M-I-L-L. M-I-L-L. E-N-I-U-M.
Incorrect. All right. Go on, D, you're up. Your word is liaison.
Damn. That's easy. I don't know. Not let her go. Let her go.
L-I-A-S.
Incorrect. Liaison is L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
She said
L-I-A-S.
You said L-I-S.
You did.
You did.
You said yes. L-I-A-S. You said yes.
Yeah. Incorrect. All right. So, Casey, don't.
You said don't yes.
Let Casey win this show. Done, don't folks. Let Casey. All right, Casey, you're up. You're up. You're up.
All right.
Casey's word is. Nah, I gotta hold on. Let me cook up something else. Hold on.
Casey versus everybody.
Casey's word is psoriasis.
Huh? Wait, say it.
Psoriasis. It's a common skin condition.
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
Oh my god. That's psoriasis.
It's okay. It's okay.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. Yeah, women or men can get psoriasis in their skin.
On.
Psoriasis. Psoriasis. S.
Nope.
It was a P.
It's too late. All right. So that's Casey still y'all winning it with two. All right.
It is what it is.
All right, Doc, you up. You duck.
I knew it was P too. I knew it.
Doc, your word is.
Doc, D-O-C.
Get it, nigga, pterodactyl.
Who got the scorecard?
I do.
Oh, okay.
All right, Doc, your word is hierarchy. Hierarchy.
The fuck I get psoriasis?
I would have read the psoriasis in hierarchy.
Hierarchy.
Doc. How long?
Man, Doc got to be drunk, bro.
Hey, like, look. I walked in and Nancy said shots. Nancy said shots from my.
Come on.
5 seconds. H I E A R C H Y.
Wrong. Our
children are in bad hands.
Yeah, bro. How many of y'all are here educators?
When do people get eliminated?
One, two. Well, Doc eliminated. He's 0 for 3. Doc is out of here. He's over 3.
All right, come on. Let's go. All right, let's
who's
go.
Up? Who's up? Ariel. All right. Your word is
vacuum.
What?
Vacuum. V-A-C-C-U-M.
Incorrect.
What?
Incorrect. It's too
late. It's too late. Look, wait. The irony of that. You suck.
All right, this is the last round after this one. All right, D, your word is. Your word is cylinder. Cylinder.
Nigga. Psoriasis?
C-Y-L-I-N-D-E-R. Cylinder.
Okay, all right, D on the board. All right, so Casey got 2. Doc is eliminated. Both y'all have 1, right?
You got 2. Okay. One.
All right, so Ariel's eliminated now. This is the last round. Y'all 2. All right? These are the hard words. All right?
Nigga, psoriasis was a hard
word. That was not
word.
A hard word. That's not a... All right, Casey, your word is pronunciation.
Huh?
Pronunciation.
P-R-O-N-O-U-N.
Incorrect.
Pronunciation.
No, pronunciation. Incorrect. All right.
You can't can wait to say you incorrect.
Pronunciation.
No, I said pronunciation. All right, you can win this.
Damn,
all right.
I thought you would have got this.
He said pronunciation.
Your word is embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
What the fuck?
What's the problem?
Pronunciation, he said. How the hell did that word get? I should get a chance.
E-M. B-A-R-A-S-S-E-D. Embarrassed.
Incorrect.
What was it? What was the word?
It's 2 R's back to back. Damn. All right, y'all got another round. Some all right, let me get some more. Damn, I got to get more words. Hold on.
Somebody else should have been a proctor of the words.
These are great words.
These are biased.
All right.
Chicken said pronunciation.
Casey.
Pronunciation.
Casey, your word, exhilarate.
Shit. Exhilarate. 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 EX.
You got it, Kay. Go with your first mind, Kay.
Give me the time.
Go with your first mind, Kay.
Exhilarate.
Exhilarate.
EX. E-X-H-I-L-I-R-A-T-E. Exhilarate.
Say it again. Say it again. Go ahead.
I don't know what I just said.
Damn, no, he got it right.
Did he get it right?
E-X.
He got it right.
E-X.
Say it.
H-I-L-I-R-A-T.
No, he got it wrong. Yeah, that's what I thought. You got it wrong. It's E-X-H-I-L-A-R-A-T-E.
Bro, I'm going by how you pronounce the shit, bro.
Pronouncing it correctly.
Nigga, you said exhilarate.
I speak the King's English. What are you talking about? All right. D-U-L.
Your word is alleviate.
Can you put like the voice on there and just let the voice?
Yeah, nigga, because you saying it. You said pronunciation. No. Pronunciation, no. Nigga.
I don't know why this is making me so nervous. A-L-L-E-V-I-A-T-E.
We have a winner.
Hold on. No, wait. He should have a redemption.
Okay, you get a chance. All right. Your word is guarantee.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E. Give me another word, god damn it.
Indispensable.
Huh?
Indispensable.
I was just flexing.
Nah, indispensable.
Let's go back and forth.
Indispensable.
Damn, nigga, I was just flexing. Indispensable. I'm good? All right. Indispensable. I-N-D- E. No.
You missed. Okay. Next word, jurisdiction.
Indispensable is an easy word.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't. Cause y'all can't.
Hold on.
Jurisdiction, nigga. Jurisdiction.
I'm about to say, I'll
spell both. Bro, jurisdiction, bro.
I'll spell both.
Okay.
Oh, she said she'll spell both.
Nigga, she already got the word, though. It's enough, bro. Yes.
Indispensable. Let's go.
Blow this bitch up, nigga. This is a wrap for this. Enjoy it. It's a wrap. This is done, nigga.
Let's go.
I'm going to spell the jurisdiction first because that's the word you gave me. You want me to spell that one?
Yeah, spell
it. Okay. Whew. I-N-D-E. Mm-mm. Oh, wait.
Nah.
Bro, I don't know that.
It's nigga. Man, we have.
That's something I can spell.
Look. Indispensable. D-I.
All right, come on, give us.
Okay, last
stop
word.
Stop giving me words and then backdooring her with them easy ass words.
Okay.
I blow this hoe up.
Hold on. Okay. Y'all both missed this. Okay.
Someone else pick a word.
Let me pick a word.
All right, JC, pick a word. Now, first. All right, let's go.
Do this one.
Don't give them too hard.
The W. The W. We'll just look through that.
Okay. All right, Casey, chaperone.
Come on, man. It's different when it's a lot.
Look at you.
Chaperone.
C-H-A-P. C-H-A-P-E-R. Now, that's the part that's tricky.
It's almost.
Hold on. That's the part that's tricky.
Chaperone.
I'm trying to see it in my head.
You got this, K. Come on, baby.
Come on, K. You letting us down now.
It's your birthday.
O-N-E. Casey got that. All right. D, you back up. Your word is peasants.
Wait. Are you saying? Peasants. Yes, use it in a sentence. You're talking about peasants like people who are under the king?
Low class or low social class people.
P-E-A-S-A-N-T-S. Peasants.
All right, y'all still in. This is going to be the hardest word
ever. If you don't know what he's saying, ask him to tell him in a sentence.
All right, Casey. Gargoyle. Ooh. A stone object in the shape.
G-A-R-G-O-Y-L-E.
Say it again. Hold on.
G-A-R-G-O-Y-L-E.
That's correct. All right. Come on, KC. Right.
KC knows garbage. Look at KC good at spelling.
I am. Y'all go grow. Your word is sapphire.
I know how that starts off.
What?
This thing on the spectrum.
Now, what I cannot remember.
Sapphire, you got 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
S A P P H I R E.
Damn, she got it.
She's tough. She's tough.
Okay.
She's tough. I feel like I'm on an episode of Jeopardy. Right? This shit's good.
Man, I need some harder words. Okay.
Get that nigga pterodactyl.
Somebody go fuck pterodactyl.
Okay, KC, your word is. Hold on. Give me a second.
I'll tear this shit out.
All right, KC, your word is. Man, these are some tough words, and I don't think you'll get them, so that's not fair.
You got this, K.
Bougie.
Ooh, that's tough.
Raindrops. Drop top.
Yeah, it's so,
there's so many.
It's so many.
It's
that the.
It's hard.
Is that the English language? No, or is that the hood slang?
The bougie.
Can I spell both?
The bad and bougie one.
Bougie.
B-O-U-G-I-E.
He got it. You niggas. Okay.
You are the greatest in the world.
Your word.
You sound like Mr. T.
Your word is hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, turn it up a notch on the ass.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you still have a redemption. You still have a redemption.
H Y P E R T H Y R I O D I S M.
No.
I put the I in.
Wait, no. Can't I? If I spell her word,
you won.
I won.
No. She gets a redemption.
That's what I'm saying.
You get one.
If I spell her word, can I now say
no? Because she tried to do that with you.
Go.
Okay. That was not fair.
Your word for redemption is fluorescent.
You got it.
Come on.
F L U O R E S C E N T.
That's right. Oh!
Right. She's tough. She is tough.
Damn, I thought we was done.
Nah, she got that thing in her ear. Somebody talking to her.
Are you cheating?
She got somebody on the phone call. Hey, girl, you hear that?
Okay. Take it out.
Casey, your word is ambiguous.
Damn!
A-M-B-I-G-U-O-U-S.
That's correct.
This nigga's good.
Guys, third grade spelling bee tip. We spend it the same day, guys.
Your word is Fahrenheit.
Oh, come on now.
Fahrenheit.
F-A-H-R-E-N-H. E-I-T.
Alright,
come on.
Casey, this gotta be the last round.
Nah, come on.
Your word is juxtapose.
I was just supposed to whoop your ass for this word. What the hell?
Juxtapose.
J-U-X-T-A-P-O-S-E.
You got it right.
Zero! I'm a dog, guys! Right. And whatever I do.
Your word is kaleidoscope.
Niggas read the dictionary around this.
K A L E D I S C O P E.
Incorrect. Incorrect. All right. Casey wins our spelling bee on his birthday. But give a round of applause to D, please. Please give a round of applause to D. All right, so
did good. She did good.
Thank y'all so much for coming. We got here in a second. Give us like 2 minutes. We want y'all to come into the studio here in one moment, because we also have something special in there as well for our brother Casey. So give us a couple minutes. Y'all chill, rap. JC, you mind going back to DJ? And we'll be back to y'all here in 1 second.
Thank y'all for coming today. At home, make sure y'all subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe,
share,
comment. Like.
Comment.
If y'all aren't subscribed on our YouTube and here today, please subscribe on our YouTube.
Listen,
shoot it and do it.
If you are in here right now and you are not subscribed,
Instagram,
get
YouTube,
to that YouTube and hit the subscribe button. Yeah. Or I'm locking that door with us inside.
Yeah, chew it and do it. We definitely, you know, want y'all on Blue Chew and Bank on Brian Law. If y'all need.